Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Jonathan.
That would be really weird.
Yeah.
Hey, I was in Northport.
Yeah.
Is that right outside Tuscaloosa?
Yeah.
I got to see the brew.
Yeah, the new one.
I saw it from the road.
Yeah.
I was really excited.
There you go. Yes, if you're listening to us in the great state of Alabama, you know, you've got two locations as well over there in Tuscaloosa and in Northport. So enjoy them. And if you're not near a Strange Brew location, it's not a problem. You can just go to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Click on that, click on whatever it is you want to buy, and boom, it'll be shipped right to your door. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. Guys, if you own a business, you know how important printing is. You spend money every month with your printing business, but if you're not spending it with Pip Printing and Signs, you might be not getting the most value for your money. So give them a call today. Take a look at their website, pipridgeland.com, to get an idea of everything they've got going on and everything they can do for you and your business. And best of all, if you're a Mississippi State fan, you know that 10% of your sale with Pip Printing and Signs goes directly to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. You've just become a Bulldog Initiative business without spending any more money than you're already spending each month on printing. Call our friend Cam Baker today. Tell him you heard about him on Thunder and Lightning. 601-499-5216. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And I know you're looking for it. We got the holidays coming up, guys. It's time to start thinking about what you're going to put under the tree. It's time to get some new polos, new pullovers, all that great stuff. It's available to you at College Corner. Two locations to serve you, in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, in Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online. collegecornerstore.com. If you're going to be in town this weekend, if you're going to be in town for football, you need to head over to Restaurant Tyler. If you're going to get here early enough for lunch, great, but if not, make it dinner. One of the best meals in town. Great steaks, pasta, chicken, vegetarian options are available, plus my favorite dessert in all of Starkville, the famous stuffed pancake. If you haven't had one before, you are missing out. If you want to enjoy a fantastic meal in Starkville, the place to go is Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide, show you not only where those locations are, but show you how they're going to help you manage your money, how they're going to help you invest, how they're going to help you prepare for the future. You know, now more than ever, it's so important to be able to talk to somebody about your money. When you have questions, you want to get answers quickly. You can't afford to be on hold with a big bank's call center for 45 minutes to an hour. You just want to be able to make a simple phone call and talk to a human being. Priority One Bank gives you that level of service. Give them a try today. Give them a look. You're going to find out what the difference they make. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. We're a little jumpy here on the software.
What happened?
I don't know. It seems to be working, but we were like, for a second there, it didn't look like it was doing anything. So you'll never hear any of that because I'll cut it all out. But I was just like, what's going on here? So sometimes technology, not your friend. All right, Robbie has no idea what today's show is about. I didn't say anything before the show started, but. Second part of the
yesterday
show.
Yesterday you said we were going to do basketball.
We'll do some hoops. We're about to do hoops. Second half of the show, I thought we'd talk about 2014. Enjoy this reunion, and we'll talk about some of our favorite memories from that season. But let's start with hoops. You literally just got back from Birmingham, where you wrapped up your coverage for On3 for SEC Media Days for basketball, men's and women's. We'll start with the women. Coach Purcell, you said earlier today in our group text that he was in his element,
yes,
at Media Days.
Had a maroon suede jacket with a custom fitted suit, Ric Flair style.
Oh,
from Kincaid,
mm-hmm,
and Jackson. He was He was living it up, man. He was going around. He was the mayor of Birmingham today, basically.
Nice.
Or maybe just Mountain Brook. we might not put him to.
Does Mountain Brook have a mayor?
I don't even know. Like, if it, is it? I mean,
now I'm gonna have to do some googling.
So the area that this place is at is super nice. It feels like I'm in like Switzerland or something. Like the small town. Like I'm in the mountains somewhere. That's what that little area feels like. Really nice little area.
They do have a mayor.
Well, it's a suburb, so yeah. I would assume it's kind of like Madison or, you know,
yeah,
a place like that.
Yeah, yeah.
The Birmingham area has become really nice. I mean, it's
fantastic.
I wouldn't call it like a bad area. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never thought it was just like a bad area, but it just seems like right now it's really nice. I stayed in Hoover. I've been there a bunch. I've been to Vestavia Hills, Mountain Brook, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Really like this place. The one thing I didn't like about the media days in basketball,
mm-hmm,
pretty much like the only thing I didn't like about it, because it was super laid back. The set was in the same room as the press conference like you do at football,
mm-hmm,
but they're talking the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there, you have to get 16 teams in one day.
Right.
That the basketball is chaotic as crap.
Yeah.
But the set is in the same room. When you're doing the press conference and you're doing interviews on the set at the same time, it's just not conducive for a great atmosphere. So
I don't get how that works.
I think they probably need to fix that next year and put them in a different place. Just my opinion.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sam was... got a chance to sit down with him and eat breakfast and talk to him a little bit. I mean, he was just...
Amen.
Yeah.
He
was in his element.
What's his message coming into this season?
I think it's just, you know, he has these phrases that he always uses, and like a lot of them change from year to year. And this one, this year, is fail fast but learn quick, or fail quick, learn fast, or something like that.
Okay.
So, like... It's with the transfer portal people that they've brought in, and it's really this way every year. He's got to get them together quick. I mean, this team has got to play as a cohesive unit pretty quickly, and that's going to be something that's difficult to do whenever you've turned over basically this entire roster. You have some key pieces back. Ja'Kayla Jordan coming back is huge. DeBry Chapeau's a 3-year starter now. Near Montague, I think, is a very promising young player. That's it. That's all you got coming back that played last year. You know, you got Rocio Jimenez is back, but she set out last year. She hasn't played at all. She's been injured, and she's been hurt some leading into the practices too. So it's virtually a brand new team. You have a couple pieces to work around and then go from there. So they've got to be on the same page. They got to be growing as a team fairly quickly. And they've got to mesh. They've got to have a lot of good chemistry. That's tough to do, but this is just part of the deal now in the transfer portal era. One thing I'll say about him, and you know, he was kind of asked about this today, just about the changes, the you know, having so many new players, things like that. He doesn't ever complain about the transfer portal era. Like, that's one thing that you can say with 100% certainty with Sam, is he embraces whatever he's got. Whatever he's got to do to try to win, whether he likes it or not, he embraces it. It's kind of like a Tony Vitello approach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tony Vitello has come
out.
That's a good
analogy,
and Lane Kiffin has too.
Yeah.
I mean, both of those guys have come out and spoken about, they don't like the transfer portal era, but both of them have embraced it.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam Purcell is the same way. He came in here at Mississippi State and he landed like 4 or 5 players out of the transfer portal when he got here without even visiting. They had not even visited Mississippi State and they committed. So he is a guy that loves, embraces recruiting, and you got to give him credit. I mean, whether they win this year or not, he hasn't really complained about it. He's just done what he's had to do. And I think this next year, you're going to see a little bit of a shift from this team, in that I think that he is going to have a little more stability with the program from the high school ranks. I think this is going to be one of the best recruiting classes that Mississippi State's had in a while that he's bringing in. I'm expecting some really good news here in a few hours as we record.
So by the time people hear this, that the news should be out.
Yes, okay. I'm expecting a huge announcement from Mississippi State, and that's going to be three big time recruits that he's gotten in the last 10 days. So he's going to have a little more stability, and hopefully you don't have so much of that trauma where you have this massive roster turnover. You're going to lose some players from this roster as well, but it looks like, this could be a year. He's kind of prepared some people, like, this could be a year where there's some ups and downs with this team. Mm-hmm. But hopefully by the end of conference play, you have a team that's playing together and able to get some big wins down the stretch.
Then for the men, you talked to Chris Jans, Josh Hubbard, Cam Matthews on Tuesday. Jans is a notorious poor mouther, so I don't know how much to take away from that. But one thing I did notice is he has continued, and he brought this up in the interview I did with him a few weeks ago, that he is going to push Josh Hubbard as one of the top players in the country. He wants Josh Hubbard to get that attention. And I don't know if that's just because he deserves it, or is that a motivational ploy of, okay, I told everybody how good you were, now you got to go out there and prove it. So I don't really know where Jans is coming from. I just assume when a coach opens their mouth, there's an agenda. They're not just talking just to talk.
But he doesn't really have agendas. He just kind of talks. Yeah,
I agree with that, but you never know. Maybe he's starting to learn how to play the game a little bit. I don't know the answer to
that. He very well could. When I talked to him yesterday, he was asked about, do you like this team? And he said, actually the issue I have is I do like this team, because in years past, I get into these first practices and I don't like these guys. They got a lot of work to do. They got, we're lacking in certain areas. We're not playing defense how I want to play. But he really likes this team. He is really excited about this team. And I think for me, what I've heard from him so far is maybe some cautious optimism. He doesn't want to fill their head up too much, but we've talked about Jeff Lebby and Jeff Lebby's willingness to change things that he does just to try to win ball games. Trish Jans is a great example of that, because when you think about basketball coaches in particular, you think about Jim Boeheim. He is a master of the zone defense. Nobody ran the zone defense like Jim Boeheim. That was his style. That was what he was going to do. You look at some of these old school coaches, Bobby Knight, guys like that. They're going to run their stuff. Their team's going to fit into their own mold. Chris Jans is totally changing how he coaches with this team. This isn't his style. His style isn't to have a fast paced 3-point. They do shoot a lot of 3-point shots under Chris Jans, but they're going to rely a lot on that this year. It's going to be a team that's more perimeter based. They're going to play a lot of, inside out instead of outside in. It's going to be a totally different looking team, and he's been willing to change that to adapt to the changes in college basketball.
And it's interesting because something else I asked him about, his teams at New Mexico State were 3-point shooting teams. They filled it up from the outside. He came to Mississippi State, and he just didn't have those shooters. So and it's just not a surprise, Robbie, that a coach who's willing to adjust to what he has is a winner.
It's successful.
It just isn't. It's just not a surprise.
Vic Schaefer did that.
Yeah.
Vic Schaefer, when he realized he had Blair, Victoria Vivians, Rashonda Johnson, Morgan Willem, and they had a big post player in the center of all that. They played a lot of inside out, four spreading the floor with four shooters and letting Tierra kind of clean it up. He changed how he did things, and I think that's what we're going to see a lot of that with Chris Jans this year. They're going to look a lot different. And the point you made, it's not like they haven't shot threes before in his offensive system. They shoot a lot of threes, sometimes too many. But it's going to be a strength of this year's team, I think. They're going to be able to really fill it up. Now, one part that he did say he was really concerned about is their rebounding and their ability to rebound the basketball and to, play well on the offensive side inside. I don't really know what to expect from the center position. I think, if worse comes to worse, you'll probably move Keyshawn Murphy, play a smaller lineup. I think you're better off with him being kind of a stretch four type.
Yeah, I agree.
But we'll see how that transpires. You really need Femina or Nwoku to step up and come through for you. And you don't have they don't have to be, like I've said before, they don't have to be like a 15-10, you know, kind of production. Can you just get like clean up some misses, defend in the post, just be solid down there? That's kind of what you're looking for this year, because 1-4 I think is going to be really good for Mississippi State.
I do, you know, and he talked about that with me about Cam Matthews. He's saying, you know, having to play him at the four, and he's really been on him about his rebounding this offseason and how he's going to have to step up and be a little bit more of a presence under the boards, because you don't have Tolu Smith and Jimmy Bell down there. And you know, not that he was playing in the four, but DJ Jeffries was a good rebounder as well. So State's going to need somebody like a Riley Kugel maybe playing at the three to be a little bit more of a presence as a rebounder as well.
I don't think we've talked enough about losing DJ Jeffries, because you mentioned the rebounding.
He's a catalyst kind of player.
The State had one of the best perimeter defenses in the country, and DJ Jeffries was like the guy out there. They put him on their best shooter a lot of times, and it was like, you know, teams a lot of times were being denied 3-point shots, not just missing them. They were being denied those shots by what DJ and some of those guys did. So one thing I think you'll see is a little bit of reduction from a defensive standpoint, but they're still going to be asked to play hard on that end. It's impossible for me to believe that this defense is going to be better than it was a year ago. But I think the offensive production goes up. So how does that translate? I don't know, but the things that Chris Jans won't compromise is playing hard on the defensive end. I still think that this team's going to play hard. There's going to be a lot of demands there, but it's going to look a lot different offensively, and that's a good thing, because you're going to have the opportunity to score 1-4, and then we'll see what happens at the five spot. But it's going to be there's going to be some exciting nights from this offense where they're really able to fill it up.
Yeah, I think that's an accurate assessment. And here's the thing: I don't think, you know, they don't have the same kind of players defensively, maybe, but the effort defensively won't change. Chris Jans won't allow that to happen. So they'll still get after it on the defensive end. They just may not be as good at defending, but I don't think it'll be an effort issue. But, I mean, I think Mississippi State fans, after the past couple seasons, you know, having won so many, you know, 58-52 kind of games, they'll be happy winning some 78-72 kind of games, I think. I think they'll be fine with it.
And you're not having to just say, God, I hope Josh is hot tonight.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There were several games last year where I was sitting there thinking, what if Josh Hubbard wasn't making his shots? You know, like Texas A&M and that first line, I think, maybe that first half. Like, if Josh Hubbard wasn't hot, what happens? But now you got some guys there. Riley Kugel, I think, is going to be really good. And Kanye Clary and Claudel Harris. You really have some talent right there. That's why I just don't understand why State isn't getting more love preseason than they are. I guess just not a sexy brand, you know. It's just, you know, it hasn't been something that's really stood out to people. But now that you've got a you know, three or four true offensive threats to go along with Josh Hubbard, I think this is a team that is, you know, very sneaky, under the radar type team right now.
I agree with you, because the fact that they're unranked is kind of surprising, just to put it mildly.
I just don't think, you know, I voted AP in football, and especially during the season, sometimes it's just hard to see everybody, and you're kind of locked in on the team that you cover. I don't think these people have really done much research, you know, like that. The research that they've done on Ole Miss is Chris Beard, their top 25 team.
Yeah.
You know, well, last year Ole Miss was pretty bad at the end of the year, like really bad. And to me, they got a very similar portal haul this year. And, you know, I don't think the center position's that much upgraded either for them. So them being ahead of State is just strange to me, but I just don't think it matters right now. I mean, all of that will come out in the wash.
Agreed. Right, this isn't our full basketball preview by any means, but we definitely wanted to talk about it with Robbie coming back from Media Days. We'll have a lot more hoops coming in the next few weeks. Let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Man, the weather is so nice outside right now. Beautiful. No, not a cloud in the sky. I want to thank whoever it is that controls the weather. They're doing a great job.
God?
Well, I don't know. Some other people are saying.
Oh, yeah. There's people that can push buttons and change. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So, you know, those people, thank you very much. But we do want to tell you that whatever you're doing this weekend, make sure you're firing up the grill. Make sure you're throwing some steaks out there. I'm doing some beef tonight for dinner. I'm doing some carne asada tacos.
Ooh.
Yes.
I had some beef short ribs yesterday.
Oh.
It was very good.
Beef short rib. That's a great cut of meat.
I mean, it's basically, to me, it tasted like a pot roast.
Yeah. Yeah, you can braise it, but you could also cook it on the smoker. And
yeah. It was braised. Really good. The food that the SEC puts out is really good. A quick aside.
There was a great picture earlier this year after Media Days and for football.
Uh-huh.
It showed like the SEC Media Days like spread, and then like they showed the Big Ten where it was just like everybody got like a little sandwich.
Yeah.
Like a wrap.
Like you just get like a, you know, a peppers like to go box.
Yeah. I like peppers and all, but you know, when the SEC puts out a full buffet,
right,
it's different.
Yeah, the SEC just does it different, man.
Yeah, well, then they put some beef out there. That's good.
That is
to hear.
The best way to go.
Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you're looking for. We still haven't been to Two Brothers this week. I just want to point that out.
I haven't even been here this week.
I just want to point that out. I'm just saying that that's a thing that's true.
Well, the only day I could have gone was Monday.
But they're not open on Monday.
Yeah,
so I'm not saying anything. I'm just making a point.
Okay.
So, you should go to Two Brothers as well, or you should go to the Older Brother and enjoy a fancy sandwich. Starkville's best new restaurant. Both of them right there in the Cotton District. When you want great food, you head to the Two Brothers Smoked Meats or the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems, and that's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50.
Whatever it is that you are looking for business technology. If your business needs a new copier, a new printer, computers, laptops, whatever it is, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then, if something goes wrong, and hey, these are machines, guys. Things go wrong. You need service, you just call back that same number. Some of these places are going to tell you, oh, we can be there in a week to 10 days to fix your copier. Can your business go a week to 10 days without a copier? I mean, if it can, more power to you. But I think most people are going to say, no, we need it fixed today or tomorrow. That's what Advantage Business Systems is bringing to the table. So give them a call, 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games this fall, you need to head to Maroon & Co. They've got a selection of MSU gear like nobody else. They've got gear that you can't find anywhere else. When you're in Starkville, if you need MSU, you need to go to Maroon & Co. Not only to the clothes, but for the car, for the tailgate, for your house. The holiday season's coming up. Gift ideas aplenty at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code. And that would be THUNDER15. 15% off regular price items. Before you go to the games this fall, go to Maroon & Co. Oh, look at that. Rashid Shaheed out for the season. Great.
Yay.
Great. I'm not going to jump off a bridge or anything. You know. Oh, and Olave's out this week, too.
My God. Think about the first week of the season, like how high y'all are flying.
The first 2 weeks. We were 2-0. We were 40 points a game, and now it's over.
Destroying people.
Now it's over. It's just over. So, but the good thing with me with the NFL, I can disconnect from that. Like, Saints are bad. I mean, I'll tune in, but I'm not locked in. So
yeah,
good for me.
Good for me too, because we can record whenever I ask.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like I don't care that the Saints are on.
Exactly.
So it wasn't going to be a problem this week. The Saints are a Thursday night game. So
who do y'all play?
Broncos. Sean Payton back in the dome. Would have liked to have
these Thursday games are kind of boring.
They are. Well,
last week was okay.
This week's game, I mean, that's two terrible teams.
So. Oh yeah.
There you go. All right,
Steelers they put Russell Wilson on the clock. We'll see if he's able to do something this week.
We'll see. Not a terrible team, Mississippi State 2014. The reunion is this weekend. Dan Mullen has already said he is going to be there. All indications are that Dak Prescott will be there. They obviously scheduled this around the Cowboys' bye week. From what I've been told, they expect a great turnout from the former Bulldogs. Should be have a lot of guys there. I hope they give them the same treatment they gave the 98 team.
Yes.
Let them come out of the tunnel to shipping up to Boston and you know, let Mullen lead those guys out. I mean, the thought of Mullen walking out and that thing coming up, and it's Mullen with Dak and, you know, Dylan Day is probably there. Ben Beck with
shed a tear.
Bernard. I may tear up a little bit.
That team was so fun, man.
And that's what I wanted to get into. We haven't had any fun this season. Let's have some now.
Well, you think back at that team, and like the stars of that team were virtually two stars and three stars.
Uh-huh.
Of course, there was a Chris Jones in the mix, mm-hmm. who was one of the best in the country, but who was he when State got him?
Yeah.
And he was a two-star nobody.
Yeah.
State found him, John Hevesy of all people, and got him on board, and it became what it became. But go look at that 2011 signing class.
Oh, people said it was terrible.
Nuts.
And Dak Prescott. It's loaded.
Dak Prescott, Tevez Calhoun, Ben Beckwith. Was Dylan Day in that one?
Here you go. Here's the class. So let's just go through it, all right? If I can.
There's several NFL guys in there.
There's 2 4 stars. One of them is D. Arrington, who didn't get to play. Got hurt.
He played some.
Played some and got hurt. The other is P.J. Jones, God rest his soul, who had a good career at Mississippi State.
He did.
All right. Then you're talking about Kendrick Market.
Who Dan Mullen said was the number one player in the state that
That's
year
right.
after State lost C.J. Johnson or
That's right.
whoever that was.
He was number
was
one on their board.
They lost Nick Brazel, I think, that year.
Well, no, they lost C.J. They lost C.J. Johnson, Nick Brazel,
Jermaine Whitehead,
and they were supposed to get Tobias Singleton.
It was a total disaster there at the end.
Yeah.
But this turned out
to
be
work
a
out?
Win.
Yeah. You mentioned Dak Prescott, Tevez Calhoun, Bernardrick McKinney.
3-star, had no offers.
Yeah. Justin Malone was a solid starter for State. Josh Robinson, 1,000-yard rusher. Preston Smith, 2 stars. Guy's been in the NFL a decade now.
Unreal.
Darius Slay, 3 stars.
John Harris, the MVP of
every
spring
he ever played part in. I mean, there's one. How many guys? I mean, Slay still in the NFL.
The
Smith,
hit percentage
still in the
was
NFL.
Unbelievable.
Robinson was an All-SEC back. McKinney, good NFL career. Dak Prescott, say no more. So
I don't understand how Darius Slay. Okay, when he left his high school.
Yeah.
And he went to junior college. Understandable. State found him in high school. He was nobody.
Yeah.
But when he went to Itawamba, he was really good and still went under the radar.
Well, I think a part of that is State placed him, and they kind of, you know, back there, there used to be a little bit more of, okay, that he's going to State kind of thing. So,
but the hit percentage on this class, man, and then you look at the team and like everybody, Tevez Calhoun in that class was a late signee.
Yeah.
State had lost.
They signed Calhoun because they had lost Jermaine Whitehead.
Was it Jermaine Whitehead?
Yeah.
They were kind of keeping tabs on him, and then he had a good Miss Owl game
and
something.
I think part of it, too, and one of the things that how things work out is they signed him to give themselves, because he played at Morton, they wanted to give themselves an edge with Quay Evans.
Yep.
Who is still in jail, by the way. Probably will be for the rest of his life.
It was murder, right?
Yeah.
So this team, and then you know the guys that came up after it. I mean, 2012 guys that were really big on that team: Richie Boniquez Brown, AJ Jefferson, Will Redmond. Who else? Cedric Giles had a good career. Nelson Adams had a good career.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Brown was really big in 14.
Yeah.
That class, Ryan Brown. That 12 class was huge too, and it was.
Not
very
good.
Similar.
Not good classes, yeah.
Kevon Coleman.
Yeah.
Who's coaching at Alabama. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I think that's where
he is. Bring him home.
He's like an analyst or something at Alabama.
Bring him home.
So those two classes, to me, were the cornerstone for that 2014 team.
Absolutely.
And
even like a guy like Quadri Antoine didn't ever do anything but had one of the biggest plays in Mississippi State history.
He did.
So,
force a fumble on the kickoff.
That
if you look back at 14, all of that started with 2013.
Mm-hmm. The finishing the season the way they did.
Yes. I remember I went to Auburn for Dak's first SEC start.
Mm-hmm.
And we had seen him. He started against like Alcorn or Troy or something.
Yeah.
And then went on the road because Tyler Russell got hurt against Oklahoma State in
right.
the first game.
Right, right.
And it was Dak Prescott time. And I remember specifically, like on the message board, it was, he ain't ready.
Yeah.
You know, you can't put this guy out there.
Mm-hmm.
And something in that Auburn game, it was almost like, I'm not comparing these two, but we saw some things like we saw with Michael Van Buren mm-hmm. the other day. Like, it was kind of like a I'm here moment in that game, and he made some plays in that ball game where they should have won the game.
They should have won the game.
It wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
You know, the defense played soft coverage, and Jeff Collins just let him go right down the field, 80 yards, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But that year, they were so close. They were in the game against Alabama. You know, they should have beat Auburn. That was an Auburn team that, you know, was national championship caliber.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the end that you did where, you know, there were so many things happening in that year. Dak's mom died,
mm-hmm.
and, people were saying he was never going to play football again because of that injury he had. Comes in the Egg Bowl, has that miraculous, comeback in the Egg Bowl where he comes in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But the end of that, like what he did in the Liberty Bowl, that carried them into the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
And you go from 6-6 to you're number one in the country
right.
a few games in.
Yeah.
And that stretch, man, was I remember it was when Joel and I had that podcast, and mm-hmm. like you're producing for us and stuff, and we were really excited about the season, but they beat Texas A&M, they beat LSU, and you're sitting there thinking, you know, we're witnessing something pretty special. They had that 11 a.m. A&M game,
mm-hmm.
and we thought State had gotten screwed on that, you know, having to play that game at 11 a.m., but the crowd was as great as I've ever seen at 11 a.m.
really
game.
Good, yeah.
And then you had Auburn right after it,
yeah.
which topped it. That run was as fun of a run as I've ever experienced. And it's going to be awesome to see those guys because that was just a special team.
It absolutely was.
And I don't care how the season ended. That was something that none of us will ever forget.
No, yeah. It didn't end the way you wanted it to end. There's no getting around that fact. But there's no also getting around the fact that from the start of that season until the Alabama game was as great a time to be a Mississippi State fan as there ever will be. And, you know, the trivia question will always exist. Who was the first team ranked number one in the college football playoff poll? Mississippi State. So,
you talk about that Alabama game. Bama fans still talk about that game.
Yeah.
How great of a game it was.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate State couldn't get off the field in those third down runs from Blake Sims. But, you win that game, you're in the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
Is just how close State was.
I mean, you clinched the West that day. You could have still lost to Ole Miss, and it wouldn't have been an issue.
Yep.
But it is what it is there. I'm looking forward to seeing those guys back in Starkville this weekend and the excitement that should be. Who rings Big Klinga?
Oh, it's going to be Dak.
Dak or Dan? See, I'll tell you why I don't think it's Dak. You're going to let him use his arm like that?
Yeah, that's true.
It could be an injury risk.
Yeah, we've already seen Gabe Jackson almost
tear that
guy.
Thing down. Yeah, don't let Bernardrick McKinney or anybody do it. Dan's the guy to do it. Oh, well, I'll rank it. No problem.
I have a feeling it's going to be Dak.
Because
they just don't.
Maybe they'll both be up there.
But the thing with Dan is, like, it still is kind of a weird thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, his name, like, people were bringing his name up for the coaching search last year. You're trying to get everybody on board with Jeff Lebby. You know there's going to be people out there that are like, we wish you would come here, Dan.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just don't think they want that kind of publicity. I think it's going to be Dak.
I know. Probably. I got a better idea. You know who should ring it? I'll ring it. No, just get over here.
Hevesy?
Yeah. I'll pump my hips. Move it real quick. Get out of here.
That guy right now is telling people what paint they should get for their house. That's crazy.
I don't know. All right. Tomorrow's
show. There's anything wrong with that.
Nah. Tomorrow's show, 3 P's. Plus, I've got an interview lined up with Travis Brown.
It is 3 P's already. Wow.
Yeah.
It's
Travis Brown covers A&M for KBTX. He's their senior sports writer. We will have him on the podcast as well tomorrow. Guys, have a great Thursday. Back with you on Friday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.